As I consider which aspects of my life could be simplified, it occurs to me that I have two different friendships which may no longer be worth the trade-off in time or energy. After spending time with either of these friends, I tend to be more drained of my very limited energy, possibly because neither is very self-aware and both talk a lot. What is my obligation to an old friend who has recently come through a really hard time in her life, or to a new friend whose health and living situation are precarious? Is there a graceful way to bow out of a friendship without harming the other person? I think part of it is just that recognition that there's say the investment in time and energy and isn't being balanced by support or a feeling of satisfaction or usefulness or benefit. So I think that needs to, and it isn't, I mean, the friendship shouldn't be completely calculated and tallied up. But there is a reality of that we have limited time, limited energy, and we have to use that skillfully. And there's just sometimes friendships don't have the same pull or same draw anymore. And particularly as one's practicing Dhamma, focusing on Dhamma, and it's not a value judgment or any kind of a judgment, but it just is, don't really have the time. And that's where, I mean, just a natural pulling back kind of tests the fabric of the friendship, in the sense that sometimes we're propping up the friendship out of a feeling of obligation, and if we pull back, then you know it doesn't really sustain itself. Not through pushing anybody away or rejecting anybody, but the interests aren't sort of meshing. So that it naturally starts to fall away. Or sometimes one does just sort of step back from, and again, one didn't have to really say anything, it's just like friendships need to be nourished or nurtured, engaged in order to sustain themselves. So if one doesn't engage, And then the person kind of seeks to maintain that. Then it has some sort of pull there to maintain it, and it might not be on the same sort of level of commitment as before. But it has it's quite. It's quite organic. One doesn't have to really sort of say, I don't do Facebook, but you don't just, what do you, it's just that you unfriend somebody. in terms of real relationships, you don't sort of, you don't have to, no, you're unfriended now, and I don't have time, you don't do it like that, but there's a natural way that one can pull back, and there's some relationships, even if somebody talks a lot and you end up sort of feeling, whenever you meet them, there's just like this whirlwind of energy around them. And sometimes you really love them dearly, and you put up with it. So you know, you have to really pay attention to what's actually, say, satisfying, and what energy one does have for friendships, because they do need to be supporting our own interest in living a skillful life.